clutching the match ball very tightly. Congratulations, first of all, on the hat-trick. I believe I'm right in saying that's your first career hat-trick. Yes. How does it feel?
Yes, I think it's a perfect hat-trick as well. With a left foot, right foot and a header, so that's always nice. Yeah, great. I think, obviously, delighted to get the hat-trick. But I feel as a team, like you say, we create a lot of chances, score a lot of goals at the moment. I think we're conceding a lot of goals, but we're making it exciting, do you know what I mean? And like the gaffer said, you know, at the moment it's just going to be if they score three, we score four, you know? If that's the way it's going to be, as an attacking player, I'm always buzzing because, you know, obviously more goals, the better. And I feel a lot of lads play well today. Sammy linked well. Yates, he's put a couple of good balls in, you know, at Willow again. We've got a lot of options, you know what I'm saying? Bino coming on. And, yeah, I think real... Well, so I think the fans are getting their money at the moment.
Just talk us through the goals. As you say, the perfect hat-trick, and you had to be right place, right time, but you had a lot of help from your wingmen as well at times.
Yeah, I think lads were saying just, you know, like, try to be a bit more unselfish, try to stay in the box a lot more. The first one was a header, like say, from a corner, and so that was one off the head, and then the second goal was the one that come back in, right foot, and then third one, Bino's done really well, stretching, pulled it back for me with the left foot, so it was nice to get, get a hat-trick, and buzzing really.
As a team as well, you seemed to cause them problems early today as well with those balls into the box.
Yeah, I think it went quite direct, and obviously Willow and myself worked well today. Let's say run off the shoulder, trying to get him behind and hurt him. I think we felt confident going forward. We could hurt him here, and like I say, when it was 2-2, we said, you know, we're going to come out and you know, believe and get the third and fourth goal, which we did. And like I say, it's four wins out of four now. And Fylde's going to be a massive game. We're going to go there, like I say, we're just going to take it each game as we go. I think I'm beating an 8 or 9 now, and with the team in form moment, so nothing to fear.
And for you personally, assess the last few months, obviously arriving at Eastleigh, it's fair to say it's taken you a bit of time to settle in, but I guess based on that today, you're well and truly settled now.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I like to say, I think, you know, we've got a good squad here. It's obviously, you know, back to probably bide my time a bit, probably didn't start the season as my sort of standards, and, you know, it was nice to... Took me a while to break my duck, but I feel, you know, I'm confident at this level. I can score goals and create goals.
And talk to me about the team, the squad, in the position in the league table. Andy Hessenthaler doesn't want to talk about the playoffs, but come on, you guys in there must be talking about them now. You're very much looking up the table.
Trying to close that gap every game it comes. But like I say, we know this league, everyone's beating everyone at the moment, so we just want to, you know, still a lot of points to be played. You know, we try to be humble, but we're going to take it every game it comes. And like I say, Fylde, we're going over the intentions to try and get 3 points.
And the atmosphere, you guys as a group, I know the winning helps, but you seem like a really close-knit group at the moment.
Yeah, I think we've always been close. I think, like we say, I think results build confidence. Like I say, we're all human beings. Like I said, 4 wins out of 4. It's obviously going to breed confidence and create team spirit. But at the same time, you know, we want to make it 5 wins out of 5. And that's the sort of hunger we have to, like I said, try and climb up this league.